A battle over freedom of the press is about to begin in a serial murder trial in Canada, but it's the American media that's at the center of the debate. Robert Picton, a Vancouver-area pig farmer, is charged with murdering at least 15 women. His lawyer has said he will ask that his client's preliminary hearing be held behind closed doors. At a hearing on that and other media restrictions begins today in a British Columbia courtroom. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Over the years, 67 women have disappeared from Vancouver's seedy downtown east side, and Robert Picton is the prime suspect. Canadian investigators are still digging up his pig farm in their search for bodies and other evidence. American media outlets want to cover the legal proceedings involving Picton, but as Professor Jane Kirtley, a law and media expert at the University of Minnesota, explains, Canadian law governing press coverage of criminal trials is very different from U.S. law.
Canadian law does permit trial courts to impose bans on publication by the news media. In certain instances, those bans are mandatory. If the accused, for example, requests a ban, the court really has to grant that request.
The publication ban would apply to everyone, including the Americans, and some of them have indicated they might not comply with it. Pitkin's defense lawyer contends that if that happens, his client won't get a fair trial. Last week, he told Dan Burnett, a lawyer for Canadian media outlets, that Picton's defense team would ask the judge to close the courtroom to all members of the press and the public.
The suggestion that foreign, principally American media, might not respect the publication ban of the Canadian court is the very reason that this is all happening.
Vancouver lawyer Dan Burnett.
So it's really about ensuring that there isn't foreign publication that is going to leak into Canada and pollute the jury pool by virtue of internet technology and cable and everything else. There's more American on what we turn on the TVs than there is Canadian. And so, you know, what gets reported down there certainly gets reported up here.
The government prosecutor, known as the Crown Counsel, isn't saying what his position will be if the defense makes a request for a closed hearing. But counsel spokesman Jeffrey Gall suggests a balancing test would be appropriate.
Crown Counsel recognizes that the public obtains information about the criminal justice system via the media, and therefore the media plays an important role. One has to recognize and accept the fact that an accused person is entitled to a fair hearing and a fair trial, and everything should be done to ensure that those rights are protected.
It is a bit ironic that in a case involving freedom of the press, many American media outlets would not talk about this case on the record, nor with their lawyer. Picton's defense lawyer wouldn't talk either. It is unusual for a Canadian criminal court to exclude the press and the public, but the law does permit it, if, in the judge's opinion, justice is best served by doing so. But attorney Burnett, who will vigorously oppose a closed hearing, says there are much less drastic ways to ensure a fair trial. For example, the judge could ask reporters to sign a pledge not to violate a publication ban, or the judge could try to exclude foreign journalists from his courtroom. One other group is expected to appear at this week's hearing. Some family members of those allegedly murdered by Picton want the courtroom to remain open. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.